is a smaller place than we think.
Okay.
Rochester, definitely a small town city. And because of that, Tommy, there are connections you have with people that you don't even realize. In fact, there may be coworkers that are more than just coworkers, and you have no idea.
Wow.
It's something that someone in this room may have found out earlier this week. And if this does happen to you, it can change everything about your coworker relationship if you let it.
Yeah.
You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So, the other day, we're sitting in the room during a commercial break.
Yeah.
And our coworker from 98PXY, Moose, he comes walking in. And he had something to say to you.
So he was asking me about relatives in Florida.
Yes, if you had relatives in Florida.
Yeah, and I, from there. So I guess his aunt or something knows a mule down there.
He has related to.
Yes, yeah. Somebody that he is related to is also related to a mule.
Mule, spelled the way, you know, M-U-L-E, like the animal.
Yeah, yeah.
So I said, I'd know all the relatives in Florida, and that ain't one of them. Mm-hmm. But so I don't know.
But he starts making an argument, almost like he wanted to be related to you. He goes, you know, Mule, it's not the most common names. You don't hear that all the time.
And I can't say for sure that I'm not. You know how that goes.
You're not 100% sure.
Bro, there's got to be a connection here. I mean, he's right. It's not the most common name. And you kind of look like Moose if Moose was put in a giant air fryer for 30 minutes.
This is the second time this has happened to me in this building.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So Terry down the hall.
Terry Clifford.
She is from Auburn, New York.
Yep.
She is also Italian, and I have a lot of relatives, and she believes that her and I are probably like second or third cousins through our Auburn connection.
No, I thought she figured it out because when somebody passed away, both of you guys,
we went to my aunt's funeral.
Okay. And the fact that this is the second time that Tommy may be related to someone here in this building shows that what is happening to Tommy is not unique in the greater Rochester area, because there are lots of people who will go to work one day only to find out through some weird coincidence you are actually
related. Especially in this town,
Related to
your coworker. But what are you going to do with it?
Coincidence, or I'm sure with the popularity of those DNA tests, found out through that, because
well, that's why I spit on Moose. And I'm still waiting to hear back.
Yeah, that's got to spark some conversations between people, you know.
But what do you do with it, really? Let's say Moose and I had some thin,
third cousin
from Sicily connection. Mm-hmm.
That doesn't interest you at all?
It's not like we're going to start like sharing holidays together or going to lunch.
All right.
Right?
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Does finding out you are related to a coworker means your coworker relationship change?
Because you would have to like be more intimate in your relationship with them.
Yeah. No, I mean, you're family.
But you're not.
But you are. You didn't know about.
No, you're family literally by definition.
Yeah. Right, but by a thin thread.
Okay, but what is a thin thread, man?
Enough for me to not hang out with you.
It's the tie that binds from the thread that's thin.
And I've known Moose for probably 25 years.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to change my relationship. I'm way older than the kid. What would we do together?
I don't know. Well, he hangs out with a lot of old guys.
That's disturbing.
By the way, the more we figure this out, like, you guys are about, I mean, he's a little bit taller than you.
Oh,
you're both Sicilian. You're both built about the same way. You're both annoying as hell. Like, it would make sense that you guys are related.
All right.
And when you ask, you know, what does it mean? We're not going to be, like, hanging out and, like, being closer. There are some people, when they find out you are related, that would want to do that because they believe you are now family and you have this connection and it's deeper than a 9-to-5 pencil pushing back and forth. Inside you and Moose, potentially, runs the same blood of your ancestors.
Look at that.
Does that not mean something to you?
Nothing.
Nothing at all?
Nothing at
all.
Well,
you don't even like your family now. You just hang out with them for inheritance.
Now I got more of them to hate.
Kimmy, let's find out. Let's say hypothetically you find out that you are related to Hope in some distant way down on the country station.
Yeah.
Would that change your relationship with Hope?
I think it would. Like, I think I'd, even if, you know, we're not spending holidays together necessarily, I would feel like I have to be closer to her than I am.
Closer right now, how?
I don't know. Like, I think
hello?
I'd go, well, no.
Hello, Hope.
I think I would go out of my way more to maybe hang out with her outside of work. I just,
so you go
there
out
would
for
be
drinks.
Like this, there, I would feel a need to like connect with this person more to find out more about them.
Why?
I don't know. I think it's just now that I know that we are related in some way.
But like, I don't even know.
It's almost more of a curiosity kind of thing.
But I'm guessing like you don't even know the same people.
Well, I don't know. I guess we'll have to find out. That's part of it, right? Like, I don't think I could just go on with our normal relationship now that I know we're related.
Like, I used to joke and call. I used to joke and call Terry cuz.
Yeah.
But that's as far as it was. And she, same thing.
No, but here's the thing.
We didn't want to hang out with each other.
No, but if
she's
you,
nice, I ain't.
I mean, that was it. If you weren't you, Terry would have loved to explore that further with anybody else.
Yeah.
If any other person in this building had found out that they were cousins with Terry, knowing
Terry's
Clifford,
like the warmest, kindest, friendliest
we're not
person.
Think about this. Terry has retired.
Yes.
She now has a podcast. What's it called? Studio Diaries?
Yes, that's one. Right. By the way, number one fan over here.
Everybody's been on that show that used to work in radio, except for her cuz. So you would think she would have me on to talk about this thing.
I also understand
she wants nothing to do with it.
Thinking you wouldn't want to do
it. No, that's not the problem. That's not the
problem. You don't work after 10 a.m.
She's seen the ratings. I mean, she's doing well.
All right. Screw it up.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Tommy, earlier this week, found out that he may be related to our coworker Moose from 98PXY. Mm. Moose walks into the room during a commercial break. He's got a family member who's related to a mule down in Florida where you grew up.
Yep.
He starts asking about it. You go, I don't know, maybe. And Moose, it seemed like, wanted you two to be related.
Yeah.
Because he does seem like the kind of guy that if you are family, he would ask you.
Yeah, he's that family kind of guy.
Yeah, big fan. By the way, I'm not even his family. He's invited me over back in the day with his family. His family's great.
Oh, I'm sure they are.
Awesome people.
Yeah.
So I think you would enjoy them and get along with them.
I don't want to be around them. I got family of my own I don't want to see.
But what if, I mean, there is that weird, if you've ever found a family member, how do I put this? Because I get like finding a family member down the road is weird.
Yeah.
I mean, like a cousin you didn't normally know like as a kid and then you grow up and connect a little more or something like that. It is strange, even with distance, with aunts and how similar senses of humor, personality, likes, dislikes.
Yeah, mannerisms,
Yeah. I mean, you wouldn't be a little bit curious?
Yeah, but let's say the only way I'd be like curious is if they were rich. That would change. That'd be a game.
God.
They're rich.
Why?
So you can mooch?
Oh, King Mooch. Cuz Mooch.
Cuz Mooch? It sounds like a jazz singer from the 50s. Bro.
Let's say you find out they're doing pretty good. You might want to slide down there and check it out.
252-WCMF. Let's talk to Rob. Hey, Robbie, how are you, buddy? Rob?
Yeah.
Go ahead, buddy.
So two guys that I work with, we've been working all together for 6 or 7 years now, and we were at a truck stop, and they were in two different stalls, obviously, going to the bathroom.
I hope.
And then they got talking, and they found out that they both have the same father.
Are they adopted?
No, they different mothers, but the same father. Their father had 16 kids.
Wow.
That's a trucker. Wait, so they were in different stalls.
So just chatting.
Taking
it up.
A dump, and they find out they're related through dump.
Yeah, after they did their business and cleaned up, they
shook hands.
Contacted the one's mother, and she confirmed that it was all true.
No kidding.
Wow. The one has never seen a picture of his father until the other guy that I work with showed him a picture of their dad.
That's an amazing connection, Tommy.
That's a cool one.
Yeah, truck stop dump, that's cool. YouTube it because they're going on a mission to find all the other 14 brothers and sisters. They should YouTube it, and they probably make money off of it.
Got to YouTube. Tell them, do the YouTube, boys.
Yeah.
Go do the YouTube. Rob, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Okay.
Now, that's a cool one.
So
you would definitely change your relationship then.
Yeah.
Half-sibling.
So you're telling me if you found out that, let's say, Spisano was your half-sibling.
Yeah.
Right? Couple of Italian guys. You would pursue that.
Like that close?
Yeah.
Like we share a parent. That's different.
Oh, so you're going to go to Christmas at his house?
He's a good cook.
Oh, yeah. He's a Spisano.
Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah, yeah. But, yeah. Well, plus, I like Scott, so.
You guys
could
compare lasagnas.
If that coworker does want to make more out of this than just a fun conversation, right? You may get held hostage.
Which kind of sucks.
Like, if that family you share is still around, both of you have connections to them, they may think it's great.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? On the outside, they could want to make something more of it than just you. Like, even if you and your coworker are like, oh, this is fun. If your outside family finds out, like, oh, my God, we got to get everyone together. Not to mention.
They kind of hijack it, though.
Yes. If your coworker wants to walk back down this road of having a family relationship and you don't, and it gets back to some of those family members, mm-hmm. that can cause massive drama. Do you need to call other? Would you call other family members if you found out there was a connection?
Yeah, I would have to call my brothers because both of my brothers are into this thing. Like my brothers love like the family history. They're both big collectors of stuff. So they have like memorabilia from the family or whatever you want to call it. So
heirlooms.
They love this stuff. Yeah, heirlooms.
No, family memorabilia. Dad autographed all this stuff.
Well, you do kind of have sports memorabilia.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. But like they love this stuff.
Okay.
So like they would old man wet themselves over this. Like I could see them going on Google searches and all this stuff. Yeah.
By the way, you don't have to say old men wet themselves. That's just wet yourself.
Yeah, true. That's Tuesday.
252 WCMF. We're talking about being related to a coworker, which Tommy may be with our coworker Moose on PXY. Alex is on CMF. Hey, Al, how are you, buddy?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Oh, is this our girl, Alex?
Yeah.
Hey, what's up?
It's not like finding out you're related to a coworker related, but like how you were saying how like you wouldn't be curious like to see how similar you were. Me and a bunch of my brothers and sisters, didn't even meet until I was about 13, and it is crazy how similar we are. Like, we did not grow up together, like, nothing, but we all still have, like, very similar interests and, like, music tastes, all that. It's, like, it's insane.
Okay. Do all of them all say like you do?
Oh, you
old man. Oh, my God.
Man.
You of all people.
You can't even speak
you
English.
You of all
you're
people.
You're always pointing out the way other people talk, and you're constantly stumbling over your words.
Oh, in your stupid face.
How do you like that?
Yeah.
I don't like you or your extended family.
Hey, Alex. Why were you guys estranged? Was it dad, two different moms? Was there adoption? What happened?
Yeah, same dad, two different moms.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. So are you guys still close today?
Oh, yeah. We're, like, closer than ever now.
All right. So that's great.
You got more family.
No, but that's the point I make.
Yeah. I get it.
Well, yeah. So, like, if you ever have, like, an inkling that you might be related to somebody, it's always, like, I feel like it's worth a shot to see. It's always interesting.
All right, Tommy, you're a dick, because I did not notice she was saying like every other word, but then you pointed it out, and now I can't not hear it. And it's not Alex's fault.
It's not. We all do it. Like, it's so, like, cool.
It's because you guys make me so nervous. I'm sorry.
It's all right, Alex.
Okay. Tommy runs in a family.
Tommy and I have that effect on women.
Have a good one, guys.
Bye, Alex. She got bored with us. She wanted
to know. So she's got a cousin hostage in the car.
Cousin hostage. You know where... The other place you have to watch out for family in Rochester is?
Where?
Dating.
Oh, yeah.
Not even joking. Because the last thing you want to do is accidentally
pork or cousin.
Yeah, whoops.
You should explore that a little bit.
And how do you know?
Well,
because that's a creepy conversation to have up front before you're ready to bed somebody.
But think about it this way, Tommy. There are plenty of families that have been here 4 to 6 generations in Rochester. They've spread throughout the area.
Right.
So you can't base it solely on last name, hair color, eye color, the town that they live
in.
Well, do you think things like Facebook help that? Because when you find somebody on social media, you can see the other people that they know that you know.
But that's also not uncommon for my brother to also be friends with 50 other people I know because it's a small town city.
But
my
like,
cousin, same thing.
Yeah, but wouldn't you wonder like why they're friends with your uncle or, you know.
Right.
My uncle's pretty cool.
But let's say you met somebody smoking hot chick. Mm-hmm. And let's say you do find out she's a third or fourth cousin. Fifth. I don't know.
Fifth.
Third.
Everybody's fifth cousin.
All right.
Let's go second cousin.
What's the harm? Like, it happens all... It's happened in history.
That wouldn't bother you enough, though.
Yeah, it's happened in history. Like, all those German kings that had one eye and couldn't walk because they had a clubbed foot.
Well, no, look at FDR, man. Like, you know, he married his cousin.
You want to use him as the example?
He got like that before they had sex.
That's not even how it would work anyway, you idiot! You don't catch polio!
I banged my second cousin, and my legs don't work. I only had to fare his first and second cousins. Third cousins are fine.
I got pulled up for banging my cousin.
I don't know how it works, but I'm just saying, man. It's like, I think you could bang a third cousin, and you're fine.
No. And even if it didn't bother you, let's say things worked out with this person where you got to get married. It wouldn't bother you that other people know you're marrying a cousin.
But it's so distant, man.
Okay. I've told the story.
Is that what you're saying, your vows?
Yeah, it didn't happen to you?
No, it didn't happen.
No, like you found out some chick what you were slightly related to.
No. I'll tell the story.
Right.
I went out with a girl who lived in Spencerport, and she was gorgeous, and we're hanging out all night, and things are going really, really well.
Oh, so she wasn't family.
Things were going so well that on this first date, we were drunkenly making out.
Yeah.
At this bar. It was like a classier place, right? So after
Not anymore.
After that makeout sesh, she tells me, we're talking about like things, and I realize I have distant cousins. Here's the thing, I don't even know if they're that distant. They could be first, second cousins that live in Spencerport that my dad had like vaguely talked about when I was a kid. And she starts saying names and places, and I'm going, oh no.
Oh no.
Oh no. Oh no.
Yeah.
And, but I don't want to say out loud, in case it's not the case, hey, we might be cousins.
Yeah, because that's going to kill it right there.
Yeah, and we just made out with each other. Right. Just made out with you at the bar. So, like, I am now convinced in this moment that we're cousins.
But how? But you don't know the degree.
Doesn't matter. We're still cousins, bro.
Yeah, I know.
Make it out with your cousin.
I'm trying to justify it.
So you never pulled the trigger on it?
No, so, like, I look, with all due respect, that night, I could have, and I was so freaked out by it, I brought her home, and the next day, I had to call my mother and explain everything that happened so I could see if she was my cousin. And she was not my cousin. I did not make out with my cousin.
Okay.
But I was so freaked out by the experience, I couldn't go back.
I think I would have just went for it. I mean, and at that point,
you would have made your dad proud.
No, but yes. I mean, if I'm already drunk and railed, family be damned. I mean, I don't even know if you're a cousin. And I've never met you.
You just said you would have sex with a second cousin if you knew.
Yeah. But if I don't even know if you're my cousin and I never met you, you're like distant ass cousin.
No, that ass is about to get less distant.
Oh, yeah.
No! 252-WCMF. Let's take one more call so he'll stop talking. Armand's got the last word on CMF. Please save us, Armand.
Straighten him out, will you, Armand?
Yeah, it's where it goes. Talking about cousins, my wife shared the same last name as my mom. And, like, we had to do the whole background, go to the great-grandmas and all that, just to find out we're not cousins. So, you know, it worked out. But,
all right, hold on. Armand, I'm going to ask you a question. Had you hooked up with her before you made the realization that she could be your cousin?
No, because I seen her last name, and I was like, it's not many Gambles in Rochester, and I was like, hold on now, let's check this out. And, you know, went to my great-grandmother to figure it out, and she's like, nah.
So how do you do that? Hey, great-grandma, I really want to have sex with this woman, but I need your help.
And your grandmother probably can't remember recipes at this point.
Well, not long and behold, like, you know how Rochester, everybody know everybody.
Yeah.
You know, with the great migration from South Carolina up here, whatnot. My grandmother actually used to have the hots for her grandfather.
No
kidding. And
that's
how I know they're not related.
Oh, wow. All right, good. That's good. All right, but you had another story. I'm sorry, buddy. Go ahead.
So basically, like, through ancestry DNA, I had a double cousin, supposedly. And, like, we took a DNA test. Come to find out, they're not even related to me. So it's like a whole, like, oh, wow, this is crazy. Kind of moment.
Oh, like, wait, was it
people
like
you
a
thought were related?
Was it a cheating situation or a mistaken situation?
Both. So they're supposed to be related to me on my mom and dad's side. So my dad got with my mom's aunt, and you know, whatever the case may be. And they're also twins. My mom had two sets of twins. So, you know, everything seemed like, okay, this seems normal, blase, blah, siblings having twins, but no, come to find out they're not related to mom. My uncle at all.
Oh, no. Well, Armand, I appreciate both great stories, buddy. Yeah. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
You too.
Blase blah, buddy. So there goes Armand. I have not heard anyone say blase blah since like 06.
I don't think I've ever heard anybody say that.
Yeah, no one would have said blase blah in your circles.
Oh, yeah, you're too cool. I know your circle of fat face friends, man.
God, man.
Set them off.
Greasy plate club.
I love how you're telling me you can't
so
bang.
So elite.
You're telling me you can't bang a cousin. All of a sudden, he gets really aggressive. All right, let's take a break.
Freedom. Where's my freedom?
Don't tread on me. I'm putting this snake in my cousin.
Something's going there.
Okay, I thought that was implied. Take a break. A job in the NFL, Tommy.
Yep.
It's a dream.
Oh, sure.
Team looked at your talent and skill on the field. They decided you and you alone can help them.
It's amazing.
Well, most of the time.
Oh.
Because the Buffalo Bills signed a quarterback yesterday. And the only reason they signed him was because they need him to be someone else.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Bills Ravens Sunday live, 6:30, right here on 96.5 WCMF. If you want to watch the game,
watch it.
You can do it with the coolest hippest bro I know.
We're going to have some fun, buddy.
Tommy will be at the Bill Gray's Taproom in Chi-Lai. Delicious drink, fantastic food.
Party.
A curfew of 7:30, mandated by Tommy Mulay. Go hang out with Tommy at the Bill Gray's Taproom in Chi-Lai with your friends from 96.5 WCMF. And yesterday, some Bills fans were very surprised by a signing they made.
So what'd they do?
Well, despite the Bills already having three quarterbacks on their active roster, mm-hmm. which is one more than normal teams.
Yeah.
The Bills signed quarterback Anthony Brown to the practice squad. And Bills fans started worrying somebody got hurt.
Mm.
But reporters at One Bills Drive got to the bottom of this right after practice.
So what's the mystery?
Anthony Brown was signed not because the Bills want the talent he brings to the roster. Mm-hmm. They signed him to be someone else. He will be playing the role of Lamar Jackson in practice all week long.
So he's got those moves.
Yes, he fits the bill perfectly. He's about the same size as Lamar. He is a very mobile quarterback, and even better, he spent time in the past on the Ravens roster practicing with Lamar on a daily basis.
All right, so you got a little inside track with this kid, too.
Yeah,
feels like this isn't an uncommon move, especially in the playoffs, for teams to sign a player that spent some time with the team they're taking on.
But normally, it's just to get intel, right? You want to know formations.
Well, this means everything.
Yes.
So let me ask you a question.
Sure, yeah.
This is just for one game, though.
Exactly. Well, no, not even for a game, because he's not going to be active.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying, they don't need him next week. If they win, he's gone.
He's gone. He's going to be working from Tuesday to Friday.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So Brown, who the Bills signed for five days, played in the last preseason game this year with the Bills, so they are familiar with him, right? And then, no matter what happens after this game, win or lose, we can assume he will be released.
Why would you need him?
Exactly. Tommy, you seem to think a lot of what NFL coaches do is overthinking.
Yes.
Just want to go out there and play football, is what the old man likes to yell.
Yeah.
Is this a genius move by the Bills coaching staff, or is it overthinking?
It's way overthinking. First of all, this kid is not as fast, as quick. As Lamar Jackson, he'd be a starting quarterback with those skills, right? So he doesn't. Mm-hmm. So he's a tackling dummy.
Well, no, you don't hit him, actually.
But you know what I'm saying?
Yes, I get what you're saying.
He doesn't have the skills.
Okay.
And again, they just overthink. Like, you can't just watch tape on Lamar and figure it out.
Well, no, because
when you're practicing and you got somebody actually physically there to demonstrate. But...
And if you could watch tape and figure it out, they wouldn't be the scary team that they are.
I understand.
Right?
I understand.
Okay, so here's the thing. And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Kimmy, genius move by the coaching staff here?
I think it's a common move. I don't know. I wouldn't call it genius because I don't know how much it helps you in the long run, but I think it can't hurt. It can only give you maybe a couple tips for that you didn't have before signing this person.
Okay. So according to several Bills reporters yesterday, the Bills in the past have had other position players that were already on the roster pretend to be Lamar.
Okay.
For example, you guys remember Isaiah McKenzie, the wide receiver?
I do. Yeah, yeah.
So when
did he run a couple back?
Yeah. A couple of big plays in Buffalo. Yes. He played Lamar in practice a couple of years ago. But McDermott in his press conference yesterday said having the opportunity to get an actual quarterback who has been with Lamar Jackson.
With those skills.
Yeah, was a better scenario. Right. But what we think doesn't matter.
No.
Like, we're never going to have
waste your time.
NFL job. I think the more important question is how new Buffalo Bills quarterback for 4 days, Anthony Brown, feels. You have another NFL job, which is a dream. But they don't want you because you're you. They want you because you're a knockoff version of another guy.
Yeah, you can mimic.
So are you excited to come to work on Tuesday, yesterday, whatever it was? Or is this like, man.
Is he on his way out anyway? I mean, I don't know. Where does this guy stand in his career?
I'll be honest with
Could
you.
Could anybody pick him up?
I don't know what he was doing
before. Well, yeah, I mean, I'm sure he'll find another job.
But he's not like a starter.
He'll be on a practice squad.
He's a schlub.
Well, he's in the NFL.
NFL schlub. Hey, top schlub.
So he's 26. I mean, he's got time.
I think you take any opportunity you can get when you're in that position, right?
So he's been in the league since 2022. He's played on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different rosters. Only one of them active, and that was with the Ravens in 2020.
He's never been a starter.
No.
I mean, I guess you got to be excited. You're still in the game a little bit. You're getting a check.
That's what I mean.
He's thrown 22 passes. He has no touchdowns, 2 interceptions.
Better than sitting behind a desk every day, right? If you're this guy.
Yeah, but here's the thing. You also know, I mean, let's say he does.
You don't want to go work a regular job if you don't have to.
But he may already have a regular job.
He could be
job.
A coach or something, right?
Well, I mean, it's possible that he had a regular job he was working at, and you have to, like, take time off to go be Lamar Jackson for 5 days.
Right, I'm guessing that's a nice check.
Yeah, it's a couple $1,000, definitely. I mean,
just,
yeah.
just to jerk around on a field for a couple of days.
But, I mean, the counterpoint of it is, like, you know, you and I and Kimmy, yes, we're a bunch of bums, right? Like, yeah, of course I'm going to take $10,000, $15,000 to go pretend to be Lamar Jackson for 5 days. But this guy, he's got NFL dreams.
Yeah.
You know, he went to Boston College. He went to Oregon. The guy can play football. Yeah.
I mean, is it kind of a compliment, though, because you're coming in to act as a potential MVP quarterback? But you know what I mean? Like, it's not like you're coming in to pretend like you're Baker Mayfield or, you know, some middle-of-the-road guy.
You're going to take that from her?
But you're kind of you do a community theater, really. And now for the part of Lamar Jackson is this guy.
So you would be bothered by this?
It was, like, for myself?
If you were Anthony Brown,
yeah,
this would bother you or you would be excited?
I mean, I guess it would be like, all right. I don't think I'd be all, like, gung-ho, I'm going to help you guys out. Hey, by the way, let's say he helps them out and they win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Does he get a ring?
It would be up to the discretion of the team.
I would ask for a ring.
Oh, in the contract?
Yeah, why not?
Because
it's one more freaking ring,
think
man.
About
those rings cost like $50,000, $60,000, $70,000.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
The markup on
on
big ring, especially Super Bowl.
Give me this is the second time this week he's been like, jewelry markup.
I guarantee you that ring ain't worth more than a grand.
$1,000. A Super Bowl.
And they
ring.
Don't pay retail for that
oh,
stuff.
Oh, my God.
They buy in bulk.
They got a factory grinding these things out.
Mulet Jewelry, come on down. We mark it all up.
I would ask for a ring.
I would think every guy in the practice squad gets a ring.
Yeah,
right?
But he's not going to be
but
on
don't
the
they give him, like, groundskeepers and all those guys
yeah,
all
that's
get
what I mean.
Rings?
Like, it extends so far.
All right, so give me groundskeeper ring.
Well, no, but then you're walking
he's
around.
He's got the mower on it.
He's also got other friends in the NFL. Like, if they have, they got their real rings. He's got busted, you know, fake rings.
Yeah, but at a bar, nobody knows that.
Kimmy, you're right. Practice squad players will get Super Bowl rings, but I doubt he'll be on the practice squad come Monday.
No, but even if you spent time on the practice squad?
Again, it's
passing through.
It's all up to the discretion of the team. They can give a ring.
How chintzy
listen,
they
if he helps you beat this team this weekend.
Yeah,
think
of that.
All right, I'll give you an example.
Yeah.
We actually have a local relate to this. Kevin McMahon, he went to Aquinas. He went to Maine. He was Mr. Irrelevant, the last player drafted by the Oakland Raiders in like 08.
Okay.
So he bounced around the league, played a couple of games. He was on a lot of practice squad. The Indianapolis Colts signed him to their practice squad the week of the Super Bowl.
Oh.
And they called him and said, don't come.
Oh.
They just wanted to fill a spot on the practice squad. They then won the Super Bowl. Mm. I do not believe he got a ring.
Okay.
That's so chintzy.
Well, but he never even walked in the facility.
But still, man, you call me up. I got to be ready, right? I don't know till last second, and then they ditch my ass.
How bad would things have to be at the Super Bowl where they'd call you that you haven't stepped foot in the facility and be like, get to Tampa right now?
Because I remember running into this guy in Iowa at a comedy club, and he had a Yankees ring because he was like some low-end scout for, like, the Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
That guy got a ring.
But he's a part of the franchise.
Bro, this guy was this big around.
Well, yeah, but he's doing his job.
Hey, everybody's doing their job.
Could it be one of those things where he's offered a ring, but he has to chip in for it?
I don't think they make you pay for the ring.
Are you sure?
I'm almost positive.
How chintzy is that, man? Yeah, you can have a ring, but you owe us $1,200.
Okay, so we are getting some more information, which makes this even more interesting. Again, we're talking about the Buffalo Bills. They signed quarterback Anthony Brown yesterday, despite the fact that they already have three quarterbacks. We find out after practice they signed him to play the role of Lamar Jackson in practice all week. He is a mobile quarterback. He played the last preseason game this year with the Bills, and he spent time on that Ravens roster. And McDermott says they've had smaller, speedier players play that role in the past, but them being able to get a guy who, one, has practiced with Lamar Jackson on a daily basis, and two, has a similar skill set was going to be way better. So Black Ovik Designs, I'm sorry if I'm saying that wrong, my apologies, the practice squad minimum in the NFL is $12,500 a week.
Nice.
So he made 12 grand, maybe a little bit more because he's been in the league a couple of years.
Okay.
So let's say he pulled 15 grand.
Mm-hmm.
Is that worth it?
Sure, if he's not doing nothing.
Even after the taxes? Don't even get me started about the water department.
Ooh, if it was under the T. Maybe I could negotiate under the T.
No, the NFL's not going to pay you.
Cashola, baby. Yeah, because they're such a clean business.
Bro, you don't think it would be a little suspicious that this guy.
You think all eyes are on you right now?
Like, there's a story about him. Where is he on the payroll? Don't know. You know, the other thing to think about.
What's up?
Let's say this works, hypothetically.
All right.
The Bills go out and they, relative to his normal statistics, contain Lamar Jackson on Sunday.
Yeah.
The Ravens being knocked out of the playoffs, if I'm the GM of the Ravens, I would consider signing Anthony Brown to my roster next season only so no one else can bring him in to play Lamar Jackson.
Oh, yeah, yeah, have the secret weapon.
I'm not even kidding. Let's say the Bills come out the next day and they go, Anthony Brown was phenomenal. The reason we beat the Ravens was because of the work that he put in with us. Why would other NFL teams not sign him on a weekly basis?
Grab him, shelve him, and you make your money. You don't do nothing.
You find any way to make yourself useful.
Exactly.
Right? You could get fat. Seriously.
No, you couldn't.
If Baltimore pays you not to do anything and you go home, I would just get fat and drunk.
Then they go, okay, we don't need to do any more.
No, they don't know that. I keep that.
You still have to go to practice every day.
No, they're paying me not to use me.
No,
Why would they pay him to go on the practice squad? No, I'm saying if they grab him, Baltimore does, to keep him away from other teams.
Yeah.
They're not going to bring him in. What for what?
You would probably still have him as your practice squad quarterback.
Why? I already got other guys.
For the same reason another
And
team
I have
would.
Lamar.
Yeah, but
I don't need this idiot.
Quarterbacks get hurt. And again, yes, you're signing him just so other people can't, but you don't go home and eat chips.
I am.
Oh, I look, no, you're not. You'd be fennel. You couldn't even put weight on if you wanted to. Deep fried fennel. Check me out. So I guess like Anthony Brown playing Lamar Jackson for the Buffalo Bills in practice this week, that would kind of be the equivalent of playing in a tribute band, right?
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Which is also a weird concept. Like, those tribute bands are very popular right now. Zach Brown tribute band is one of the biggest bands in Rochester. There are competing Pink Floyd tributes that travel the country.
Those are big shows. Yeah.
Almost Queen.
Yeah.
Sells out every time they come to town. Mm. So, like, people aren't coming to see you, but they're coming to watch you. You don't get to sing your own music or be yourself in any way, but you get paid, and in some cases a lot of money, to play music, which was your dream in the first place.
Hey, you're just doing an impression of a famous person.
Okay, but is that awesome or frustrating?
Well, I mean, we know impressionists that have made a lot of money.
Yeah, and they are all miserable.
Yeah, but they're rich and miserable. Like, look at, like, Rich Little.
Kimmy, who's Rich Little?
She ain't gonna know.
That's my point!
No.
Is there a famous impressionist now?
Other than you, no.
What am I doing an impression of?
Well, no, I mean, that Cher impression that you do, it's dead on. When I close my eyes, I can't tell.
I'm a dancer. That's like Lamar.
That's Tina Turner, you idiot.
I'm doing covers right
now. You're so bad. You're doing Cher.
It's called
doing
Tina. Cover? It's because Cher does Tina.
Okay.
That's going to be the end.
He's such a good impressionist. When I say do Cher, he does Tina Turner. Let's take a break. By the way, I don't think you got the body to pull off your Tina Turner
shimmy,
tribute.
Did you see that?
He did shimmy. Bro, you can play cool all you want. I am well aware that if you got on your plane ready to take off and found out that you were this close to a man in this condition piloting you in the sky, you'd be brown in your trowel.
But, I mean, too late. there's levels of buzz.
Nope.
Yes.
Not in this case.
And these damn things, once their wheels up, they fly themselves. It's all computer.
Okay, but you still got to go like wheels up and wheels down. Those are two very important parts of the process.
I would argue up, down, the most important parts of the process.
Once we down, I'm cool.
Yeah, that's everybody. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock. Kimmy.
Once we're on the ground again, I think I'm okay.
The story we are describing happened in Georgia Wednesday. A 52-year-old pilot was arrested at the Hilton Head International Airport, by the way.
That's a party town, man.
Hilton Head International? Where are they flying internationally?
Oh, probably the island.
Okay.
Like the Bahamas.
Okay, there we go.
Oh.
That'd be it. Or Valdosta.
Valdosta.
It's a whole other country when you get into Valdosta.
The 52-year-old pilot had a 7 a.m. flight. He got on the plane.
Wait, I thought it was an evening flight.
No, it's a 7 a.m. flight.
Yeah.
It sounds like he was on the plane and ready to take off, bound for Chicago, when he was pulled off the plane because, according to authorities, he was drunk.
So
visibly.
Yeah. How did he get all the way into the cockpit?
Great question.
Visibly drunk.
Right. It didn't say visibly. It could have been something as simple as a stewardess, or co-pilot noticing. Smelling something on them.
But again, you go past a bunch of people, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But maybe, you know, you stay quiet until you get on the plane. And then
hey, how's it
that's
going?
When people start to notice.
You start sweating all that gin out from the night before. Like, you can sit here and be like, man, whatever. No, I want to know, honestly,
Yeah.
You're on the plane. You're sitting in your seat. You're buckled up. Here come the air marshals or whoever takes them off. Yeah. They put him in cuffs, and you find out.
Well, I'm shocked.
Shocked?
Shocked.
That he was a second away from pulling that plane out and flying you drunk.
I mean, I haven't flown, like, daily, but I've flown a lot over the course of my life. I got to figure one of those flights, somebody was buzzed or high on even, like, pharmaceuticals that were legit.
No chance. I thought they were very, very tight about the regulations.
Bro, back in the day.
Oh.
Come on.
I think
we only got so much out of urine back in the day. And most of that went into the porn industry.
I do wonder, because you said this guy's 52.
That's a perfect age to be drunk.
Well, is that is
the perfect 52? Age to be drunk, the entire age
but
of
you
52?
Know, but you know, like, you know, that's that age where you really start hitting the bottom.
I don't.
Oh, because I was going to say at 52, has he taken that risk before and just not got caught?
Oh, could be.
Great question.
Because I would think you don't start doing that at 52.
Well, you do have to do it one. You have to do it for the first time at some time.
I guess.
Okay, so like all of this is obviously terrifying despite Mr. Johnny Cool pretending that he's okay with it. What I think is lost in this story, the confidence. No, that's the wrong word.
Yes, sir.
The arrogance this guy had that he believed. He could fly a plane while drunk. Because if the allegations are true, he had to know he was messed up.
Right.
But he was in the cockpit, which leads us to believe that he was ready to fly that effing plane.
He could have practiced. Simulator. Every one of these guys, you can get a complete flight simulator for your computer for any plane you want. And he could have practiced cocktail hour.
Yeah.
Let me see how good I can do. Let me see if I can sit this baby down in O'Hare three cocktails in.
Okay, I'm pretty sure... The simulator, not the same as flying a plane.
It is. These guys use them all the time.
Shut up.
How do you know that?
Anytime there's like
he
new
does it. He's just yelling.
Anytime there's like new technology, they put these guys in these simulators.
On their laptops.
Yes.
You just said put these guys in the simulator on their laptops.
Well, simulator in the laptop. Well, what, it's got to be like the seat.
They have those, yes.
Yeah, but, but it's the same thing.
It's not.
It's not a ride,
no,
man.
It does move. It moves. Ooh. I've seen video.
All right, so move your chair around.
All right, so in your world.
If you get one of those business chairs, just rock your ass around.
Games on his computer.
Yeah.
No, in his world, Tommy's world, he has a bunch of drinks, goes to the flight simulator, goes, hey, bud, I'm hammered. Let me see if I can do
this. If I don't crash, I don't think I'm good.
Feels good, and then he's going to go do it in a real plane with actual souls on board.
Souls. Soul plane.
What are they? Call them souls.
Soul plane.
That's what they call them. You watch the news all the time. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, we're talking about this 52-year-old pilot for Southwest Airlines. He had a flight out of Hilton Head to Chicago on Wednesday.
He was tearing it up overnight at Hilton Head.
That stopped because he was arrested for being drunk. It sounds like he was in the cockpit and ready to go. And here's what's more alarming about this story.
What's that?
This isn't even the first story we've heard like this.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was last year. There was an Air Tokyo flight from Dallas to Tokyo where the pilot got on the plane drunk. They caught him in the same kind
of
way.
That's a long flight.
Drunk from Dallas to Tokyo.
But you sober up before you even hit Tokyo town.
Yeah, because it's like 18
hours.
Yeah,
I was going to say, that would be a long time.
I do have a question for the airline industry and also the surrounding businesses around an airport.
Okay.
Now, it's not so prevalent here because this is a small airport.
Mm-hmm.
But when you get into major metropolitan areas with big airports, why are there so many dive bars around airports? My God, there's got to be a ring of 50 around every single airport.
So I'm going to throw out a theory at you.
Yeah, what's your theory?
Because I've had this discussion with somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Airport booze is expensive.
Yes.
And when you go to a major city like New York, Atlanta, LA, whatever, Hollywood, dip, you got to get there early.
Sure.
So if you get there 3 hours early and you don't want to go spend $9 a beer, you go hang at the dive
bar. Sure. But it's kind of tempting for everybody, right? And they all have the same kind of the landing strip, gears up, wings, right?
No, I mean, I get
it. The flyaway lounge.
But, like, I mean, I don't know.
Runway 22.
You should be professional enough.
But listen, man, we all fall to temptation.
Sure. Then maybe this job isn't for you. I'm not here to judge. Just don't fly my ass.
And all those chicks that work in there always were former strippers.
Okay.
What
the hell are you talking
about? Well, those girls
got
to do something, too.
What is it?
So you got big boobies, cheap drinks, I'm a fly guy, the ladies love me. It's tempting.
Okay. Yeah, no, you know what? When you put it like that,
I'm not saying it's right or wrong.
No, you're right. No, you should say it's wrong. There is no debate whether or not this is wrong.
Here's what I'm saying. There's good people on both sides.
Of the... Of the airport drunken bar pilot. And the pilots? Okay.
From the landing strip to the wings lounge.
Let's take a break.
All right, come on.
Shut up.